Good morning, Astro Ponderers. I'm Tess with your weekly metaphorcast to bring the poetry of the skies down to the actuality of daily life. This episode is for the week of Monday, August 10th through Sunday, August 16th. Leo season strides on the way a lion does, with its heel not touching the ground. Fire is upward. It goes all the way up. Up, 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 like a laugh, like a golden moment, like love, joy, and creativity. Creativity is what mathematician and philosopher Alfred North Whitehead saw to be the ultimate principle of the universe. With even an electron showing creativity, as it has some range of possibilities to choose from in any given moment. Although the electron may not have consciousness of such a decision, the freedom is still there. And Whitehead came to see life itself, ultimately as a bid for freedom. Creativity exists in each moment of awareness, as we continue to rise out of the immediate past, which confines us only to a certain extent. With a bid for freedom, we create ourselves new, out of this irreversible past. A new you, out of the blue. Who knew? Constantly becoming is the message of fire, that element that goes all the way up, with enthusiasm and joy. Always in motion to show off its lively ways. Fire can't be held, it must only be marveled at. As William Blake said, he who binds himself to a joy does the winged life destroy, but he who kisses it as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise. After coming up with his theory of evolution, Darwin spent 8 years of his life studying barnacles on a daily basis. Originally thinking that variance, the tendency of a species to change, was an occasional occurrence, he was surprised to see that these barnacles could not keep still. They were constantly changing, and variation was the norm, happening before his very eyes. He wanted to know why this happens. Researcher and author Henry Bortoft noticed the restless physicist nature of Darwin needing an answer as to why nature does this, and how this differs from Goethe's approach to science, which would see such dramatic, right-before-the-eyes demonstrations of variance as the phenomenon of livingness itself, the quality of livingness, and that for life to remain life, it has to continue to become different in order to renew itself. The bid for freedom, setting everything in motion. The Perseid meteor shower is underway, with its peak activity on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 11th and 12th of August. The night sky, usually not displaying such shimmery variance, will be like Darwin's barnacles, changing before our very eyes, sparking more creativity to those onlookers who stay up past bedtime, marveling at the fire, kissing the joy as it flies. With Mercury in Leo, perception is geared toward the creative, as the mind needs to experience the shimmery qualities of change and becoming. Squared by the great awakener Uranus, sunny with a chance of epiphany. Venus treads water in Cancer, the oceans of memory and feeling. If fire goes all the way up, water most certainly goes all the way down, to the root of things, to the essence, to the truth. And at the bottom of the ocean, a fish learns to light its own way. Mars, the planet of novelty in its own sign of Aries, squaring underworld Pluto. To become is also to perish, as we emerge out of the past as new. Also trining the sun, the dance of becoming and perishing, exhibiting that ultimate, shimmery quality of life itself. As the poet Robert Browning said, "My sun sets to rise again." Jupiter, the planet of heights, in Capricorn, the sign of limits. Height-loving creativity, getting what it needs out of limits, which is a clarification of what's important. Through the crystalline lens of the goat, that which is important takes shape, like a single wish on a shooting star. Saturn and Pluto nearby also in Capricorn, embracing new structures made through the experience of profound change. Uranus in Taurus, awakening to the evocative qualities of nature. Neptune in Pisces, the seeds of creativity, blowing through the breeze of the imagination. Monday and Tuesday will behold a Taurus moon, the Earth goddess, steady and comforting as she reaches her last quarter with maturity. The solid ground of the Earth, the past, the world, every comforting and not so comforting sense of the familiar, from which, with awareness, we spring forth as new. Beautiful little changes occurring with awareness of the solid ground in which we stand. As Leo Tolstoy said, true life is lived when tiny changes occur. By late morning Wednesday, a twinkling Gemini moon wanes crescent, where it will remain through Friday. Twinkling with options, engaging in preferences and references, being active in the game of this, not that, the voice of choice, rejoicing in its bid for freedom. By mid-evening Friday, a Cancer moon emerges, where it will continue to slim slighter through the weekend. The slightness of a Cancer moon is the delicate nature of the past, seemingly gone forever, but seamlessly weaved through our essence of living. The marriage of reflective silver and untarnishable gold. Memory and becoming. Shimmering variance. Rimbaud's eternity of sun mixed with sea. All the way up and all the way down. Inherit the past, but don't forget to look around. For if there's one thing Leo knows to be true, it's that many things under the sun are new. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't forget to watch for those after-hours Perseids. Give your eyes at least 20 minutes to adjust to the darkness. As always, happy astro pondering. For contact information and more, visit me at happyastropondering.com.